Hey there. Welcome to HR AI Brief by Fullstack HR. This is where we chat about everything at the intersection of HR and AI. I aim to help you navigate the updates and changes AI brings to our work lives. Whether you're working in HR and looking to stay ahead, or just really interested in how AI is changing the future of work, I aim to keep you updated. So, let's dive in together and explore how AI is making waves in the HR world in a way that's easy to grasp. By the way, this will be a weekly update from now, so if you're finding this podcast useful and interesting, why not make sure you stay in the loop? Take a quick moment to hit that subscribe button. That way, you won't miss out on any of the insights we have lined up on the transformative journey of AI in the world of HR. It's a rapidly changing landscape out there, and we've got our finger on the pulse to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. If today's episode sparked some thoughts or questions, take a moment to share them and this episode on LinkedIn so we can widen the discussion. All right, let's dive in. In today's installment, we're uncorking the details of Google's latest AI move. We're checking how many employees have been laid off due to AI, and does people really know how to implement AI at work? Let's start with Google. Their chatbot Bard is now called Gemini. It comes as the free version, Gemini, and the paid version, Gemini Advanced, and it's launched in over 150 countries. Gemini Advanced is obviously compared a lot with GPT-4, and Google claims it's on par, or even better than GPT-4. The tests I've been seeing and the tests I've done myself are torn on this, but we all agree on one thing: it's blazingly fast. Ethan Mollick and his One Useful Thing has the best angle on this, and there's a link to that in the show notes. The test compiled from Ethan suggests that we can think of Gemini Advanced and GPT-4 as two big players in the game, each with its own cool features. GPT-4 is awesome for coding and creating complex text, like a pro at writing. Gemini Advanced, on the other hand, is really good at explaining things clearly, and it can even work with pictures and do searches, all while being great to chat with. Now, stepping back a bit, what's really exciting is the bigger picture. These AI tools are more than just techie stuff. They're changing how we do business in big ways. With something like Gemini Advanced, we're moving toward a time when having your own AI assistant isn't just a dream from a sci-fi movie. Imagine having a digital buddy that not only helps with your schedule, but also throws in some smart business advice along the way. So, with all these new developments, it's really making us think about what work will look like in the future. With the stuff Gemini is bringing to the table, we could see new job roles popping up, a shift in what being productive means, and even a change in the skills that are in demand. It's kind of like we're at the edge of a big change in careers, all thanks to AI. But we're still watching to see how it all unfolds. As we think about all this, it's clear the world of AI isn't just growing. It's getting more complex and really interesting for anyone who's into tech. Gemini Advanced, with its new tricks and bold ideas, is just a sneak peek into what's coming up in AI, especially for businesses and our jobs. It's a cool time to be keeping an eye on what's next in AI and work. All right, let's talk about another giant, Microsoft. They are introducing a new AI model called Deucalion into Copilot. Now, Microsoft is saying this isn't just a regular update. They too claim that this is something that could really change the game by enhancing how we interact with digital assistants. Imagine Deucalion as a kind of advanced helper for tasks like writing emails, creating presentations, or searching online. The idea is that it's designed to understand and anticipate your needs, making things way more efficient. There's also a conversation around the challenges, like the risk of deepfakes, which are those fake pieces of content that seem real. Microsoft is aware of these concerns and claims to be navigating them with a sense of responsibility, acknowledging the powerful capabilities of Deucalion, while also considering its impact on ethics and trust in digital content. As for the impact on the workforce, just as Google mentioned above, Microsoft suggests that Deucalion might lead to significant changes. This could mean rethinking job roles and the need for new skills as AI becomes more integrated into our daily work. But, again, this is all about the potential and what Microsoft claims Deucalion could achieve. It might be a glimpse into a future where digital tools not only assist us, but also understand our needs perhaps better than we do. Shifting gears, in a world where we're seeing more and more artificial intelligence in our daily tasks, leaders are really starting to ask, what skills do my team need to stand out? Interestingly, the answer might not be all about tech skills, but more about what makes us human. According to LinkedIn, the skills that are becoming more important include communication, customer service, management, leadership, and teamwork. Sure, AI is great at making things more efficient, like automating tasks or sorting through data super fast. But it's the human skills that turn all that data into insights, build connections, and show empathy. This is where leaders come in big time, by helping their teams grow these human skills, which could be what makes the difference between a good team and a great one. Business leaders, therefore, face a two-pronged challenge: leveraging AI for the grunt work while fostering an environment where creativity, complex problem-solving, and emotional intelligence are not just encouraged but required for success. It's this balance that could spell the difference for companies looking to not just survive, but thrive in an AI-dominated landscape. It's not the algorithmic intellect of AI we count on for the future, but the nuanced, human-centric skills that hold the key to unlocking true innovation and sustaining meaningful engagement in the workplace. And now a podcast tip. ServiceNow's Amy Regan Morehouse was interviewed in HBR on workforce transformation. If there's one thing that defines the modern workforce, it's the need to keep on learning. It's a whirlwind out there, and no one claims to know that better than ServiceNow. With an economy increasingly influenced by AI, they're not just riding the wave, they're making it. They're not just using AI to make their own work easier. They're also big on teaching their team all about it. It's all about learning as you go, choosing what you want to learn based on what you're into and what the company needs. It's a two-way street where employees and managers talk about growing together. It's more than just a one-day training. It's an ongoing thing where everyone keeps getting better. It's not just about making the team smarter. It's about building a team that's ready for whatever AI brings next, seeing AI as a helper, not something to worry about taking over jobs. In short, it is all about growing its people and preparing them for a future filled with AI. They're trying to set an example for others, showing how to blend tech smarts with what makes us human, aiming for a future where AI and continuous learning push us all to innovate and stay connected at work. This is what ServiceNow claims to be doing, aiming to strike a balance between harnessing AI for basic tasks and encouraging an environment ripe for creativity, problem-solving, and emotional smarts. A solid listen. How many employees have been laid off due to AI? One outplacement firm estimates that over 4,000 workers have lost their jobs to AI since May. And that's certainly undercounting, as reported by Fortune. It's a complex time for the workforce, with AI now playing an increasingly prominent role in the employment landscape. Take, for instance, the situation at UPS, a company with a lauded 116-year history. They announced their largest layoffs ever, and part of the credit, or blame, lands at the feet of AI technologies. UPS's CEO, Carol Tomei, pointed out that machine learning is empowering their salespeople to assemble proposals independently, without leaning on pricing experts. This example is just one of AI's impact on employment. However, it's not just about cutting down the workforce. Firms like UPS frame the narrative around AI as a means of achieving efficiency, often avoiding directly tying technology to job reductions, partly to sidestep the fear that links AI with the loss of employment. And yet, the undercurrent is there. AI is reshaping companies, sometimes translating into fewer human jobs. As we look at the bigger picture painted by outplacement firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas Inc., over 4,600 jobs have been announced as cut to make room for AI roles in the US since last May. This figure, while intriguing, is likely an understatement of AI's full impact. IBM also stirred the conversation when its CEO hinted at a hiring pause in anticipation of AI's growing capabilities. It's a silent transformation, one where companies, out of public scrutiny, may reduce their headcount or slow down hiring without fanfare. According to forecasts, AI may result in leaner organizations without such changes ever making it to the headlines. Ironically, while AI might serve as the harbinger for certain job losses, it's also heralded as a force that enhances roles, with the AI's learnings being integrated into employee workflows. While the discussion around AI's influence on employment continues, what's certain is that its full impact is a multifaceted saga, still unfolding, one that we must navigate with both caution and optimism, and I believe that we, the HR people, have an important role to play here, navigating the ins and outs of this transformation. In an article from the HR Digest, it's highlighted how ChatGPT is quickly changing the game in workplaces by making tasks like drafting emails and creating reports a lot easier. But as much as ChatGPT is a game changer, it's sparking some serious debates. The article raises questions like, at what point does using AI shift from being helpful to potentially taking over jobs? And how do we steer clear of the gray area between innovation and outright plagiarism? The HR Digest points out that ChatGPT's use has significantly increased, with adoption rates jumping from 27% among early adopters to an impressive 62% of professionals. This surge in usage underscores the tool's growing importance, yet it also brings to light concerns about the potential risks of relying too heavily on AI without considering the consequences. The article emphasizes the importance of maintaining a balance. When leveraging ChatGPT, there's a real need to ponder whether it might be undermining the creativity it's meant to enhance. This dilemma is resonating through boardrooms and offices alike, pushing for a middle ground where AI-driven efficiency and human creativity coexist harmoniously. The article also suggests that the responsible use of ChatGPT involves ensuring that the content it generates is ethical and original, avoiding the traps of misusing AI to pass off derivative work as new ideas. As the legal and ethical implications of AI use in the workplace become more apparent, the article advises caution. An AI tool, after all, is only as good as the ethics of those who wield it. In wrapping up, it's advised that integrating ChatGPT into the workplace should involve clear guidelines and boundaries. The objective is to leverage AI's capabilities without becoming overly reliant on it, fostering an environment where technology enhances rather than replaces human input. It's about creating a dynamic where AI amplifies human potential, not overshadows it. Which I agree with. What do you think? Survey time. Gallagher's State of the Sector report points out that while AI adoption in UK businesses is on the rise, about 75% of employers are unsure how to effectively implement it. Despite insights from over 2,300 leaders in 56 countries, many companies lack guidance on using AI, leaving leaders in the dark or skeptical about its benefits. The report highlights a general concern over AI potentially replacing jobs, though some studies, like MIT's, suggest automation might not be as cost-effective as feared. Yet, those already using AI report benefits like reduced workloads and better communication quality. The UK government has offered guidance to improve AI understanding and usage in workplaces, but skepticism remains despite significant tech investments. Gallagher's findings suggest a need for clear strategies and training to harness AI's potential positively. It's clear that we in HR have work to do here, helping our employees navigate this transition and understanding what's expected of them. We need to upskill ourselves as well as our workforce. Sounds easy, is a bit tricky, but by listening to this podcast, you are at least on the right path, I hope. And there we have it. You've just heard a lot about how AI, like the Gemini Advanced and Deucalion, is transforming our workplaces, and it's clear that the conversation is just getting started. As said, if today's episode sparked some thoughts or questions, take a moment to share them and this episode on LinkedIn so we can widen the discussion. Let's get a wider conversation about AI's role in HR and work together to navigate this rapidly evolving landscape. Are you listening on Spotify? Great. Drop feedback right there in the app. I'd love to hear your take on the issues we've discussed today. Your insights help me create content that resonates with your experiences and interests in the world of AI and HR. And with that, it's goodbye for now, but certainly not farewell. Join me next time on HR AI Brief by Fullstack HR as we continue to explore AI and HR.